Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the KSR Pre-Show. It is Friday, May 19th. I am Billy Rutledge, along with Shannon the Dude. You can give us a call on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. It's 859-280-2287, or text us at 502-414-1724. It's Friday, and we are live here at, where are we at? Floyd's 99 Barbershop.
That's right. Shannon. Right here on Broadway at the corner of Broadway, I guess South Broadway and Oliver Lewis Way.
Yes.
We're kind of just hanging out on the corner, the street corner, doing a show.
They got us outside.
It's exciting.
It's a little bit windier than I think maybe we expected.
Yeah.
I've realized I need a haircut. Shannon.
Oh, I could have told you that a long time ago. Your hair is just blowing in the wind like one of those 80s cheesy rock music videos. Your hair is just flowing in the wind.
Well, you know, not everybody can grow hair on KSR here, so we've got to grow it for everybody who can.
Hey, what are you talking about? I still got a little bit. I'm doing all right.
Well, yeah, you're doing fine. You're doing good. But please come hang out with us. If you come during the three-hour broadcast today, anyone that gets a haircut in any of the three shops in Lexington can enter their business card to win free haircuts for a year.
Wow, that's a great prize.
Yeah.
Now, based on your head of hair, I would say you probably don't get your hair cut very often. Are you? You're probably not a like once every what? Couple months?
Probably 2 or 3 months.
But when you get yours cut, it's just like maybe a quarter of an inch that gets cut off.
It's
right?
A little different. It's called a layered cut. You got to do it in layers.
I wouldn't know anything about layers.
And then you know you put the product in your hair and you kind of swoop it back.
Now, what kind of product are you putting in your hair?
You know, a little gel. Maybe a little pomade.
See, I've gone through all the different cycles. I guess when I was a kid, it was hairspray. Then I graduated to gel. Mm-hmm. And then gel, like, it wasn't working for me, so then I went to the pomade.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at now.
And then there was the clay that I've used. I went through a phase where I used, like, this clay stuff. And now I've found this stuff called forming cream.
Oh, okay.
And it almost looks like lotion.
Uh-huh.
And it works for me. So that's what I'm at right now.
Well, that's all you need. You just need a little kind of faux hawk, kind of spike it up in the front a little bit.
Yeah, I just had my hair cut last week, and I guess I should have thought about getting it cut here, but I don't really have time, you know, like in between the shows. And they're like, okay, what do you want to do? And I always say, give me a four on the side and then scissors on the top because I don't want them buzzing me.
Yeah.
Right? Because I've talked about this on the show over the years. It's hard for me to find a good place to get a haircut, right?
Sure.
And I feel like any place that's got the little, like we're looking at it right here, the little blue and red and white stripe thing that goes around.
Yes.
I feel like any place that has one of those, that's a safe place to go to get your haircut. Yeah. Well, you know, I've talked about for years, I went to the Great Clips place just because it was quick and easy, and I'm always in a hurry, so I've got to jump into a place that's going to give me a quick haircut, but usually the quality is terrible.
Well,
right?
They're timed over at Great Clips.
Oh, they are. They're on a time limit?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
So, I ventured off one time in Louisville because we don't have a Floyd's 99 barbershop in Louisville. I wish they did or I would go there. I went to one of these places that had the little twirly thing on the outside. I thought, all right, I'm going to, you know, get a big boy haircut. You know, I'm not a kid anymore.
No sucker
I'm not going to, like, one of these generic places. And the guy nearly shaved my head. And I go, all right, we're going back to the other place next time. To my point, though, we need to get a Floyd's 99 barbershop in Louisville so I don't have to drive to Lexington for a haircut.
Absolutely. There's three different locations, one on Malibu Drive off of Nicholasville Road and the other one on Richmond Road.
I went to the wrong location this morning.
You told me
I went to the Malibu, down from Malibu Jack's, right?
It's got a big mural on the wall, a big Kentucky player.
Yeah,
right?
I was pulling up. I was like, man, that's really cool. And then I realized I was the only one in the parking lot. And I go, okay, this is probably the wrong location. But here we are.
Here we are. Yes, come hang out with us off of South Broadway. I think that red spinning thing around barbershops had to do with bloody rags that barbers would leave out.
What?
Yes. You know, this is a show where we talk about things we don't know a lot about, but I believe back when barbers first started, it was bloody rags that would spin around a pole like that.
Why would that, like, be the thing to get your hair cut?
I don't know. It was
just some bloody rags. Come get your hair cut.
There's the barbershop and the bloody rags spinning all over.
That's okay.
I'm sure that'll get corrected here on the text line, 502-414-1724, but that's what we do here on the pre-show. We learn about where we're at, and we are at Floyd's 99 today. Now, I do want to say thank you to a lot of people that have reached out over the last 24 hours after Matt announced my new GM position with KSR.
Billy GM.
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting that to happen yesterday, but it was announced, and everything went well with the Cutter Bully announcement.
Yeah, man, that was perfect. Went off without a hitch. It almost sounded like we were a professional radio show for the first time in KSR history. Yeah. You know, last time we had one of those commitments, we had Ryan, who had to relay the message by running down the hall and yelling out, "He committed to Kentucky." But yesterday, you had it set up nicely to where we could actually hear the broadcast of the commitment, and what a big commitment it was. And by the way, congratulations to you.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm proud
of you.
You've come a long way.
Yes. It's been over, what are we doing this, a year and a half been doing the pre-show?
I think so, yeah.
And then I've been with iHeart for like 6 years at this point. So
have fun being the middleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was the middleman for a long time, I felt like, and I'm glad that you're now the middleman.
Well, thank you to Matt for the opportunity and everybody that's reached out over the last 24 hours. But, you know, with the Cutter Bully commitment, you got to love what's happening with Kentucky football. I really appreciated Hayes Johnson calling in to talk about it. He ends up being at the commitment.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't just driving around. He was actually there to support his guys. Cutter talked about wanting to recruit the state of Kentucky. I mean, on the surface, like, it's going to be great for Kentucky. You know, the future looks bright, but just nice to keep an in-state guy in-house like that.
Yes, especially a guy like that who's a top 100 prospect, a guy who can, you know, I don't know if he's going to come in and immediately contribute, but a guy that I feel like will be here for the entirety of his career.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is. It was cool to hear you know, Hayes call in, and I thought maybe he would be out goose hunting, you know? He gets these educational enhancement days, but little did we know that he was actually there at the school with you at LCA.
I love the educational enhancement days.
Man, we didn't, you know, I was
talking.
Didn't
have those.
Yeah, you know, I was saying yesterday, I feel like an old man, back in my day when I played baseball, we had real dirt on the field. Well, back in my day, we didn't have educational enhancement days that they're calling this now, where you can just get out of school and go do whatever you want that day, whether it be goose hunting or going to a future teammate's commitment.
Well, as we've talked about in the last couple days, an education is all about making a well-rounded individual.
Mm-hmm.
And what can make you more well-rounded than taking a skip day and shooting some geese? So really excited for the future of Kentucky.
It is very windy out here. You may be able to hear that. We set up out here. And it's a little breezy, it's a little windy, so just bear with us here.
And right on South Broadway, really. I mean, you can almost hear the cars as well. So if you drive by, you can honk at us. You can see us hanging out outside of Floyd's 99. Now, speaking of dirt, I went to the UK baseball game last night for the first time at Kentucky Proud Park. Had a good time, despite the score being 10-3. And I spent $100 in concessions in the first 2 hours I was there.
$100?
$100.
What did you buy, like 7 or 8 beers?
The beers added up. It's $10 for a Michelob over at Kentucky Proud Park. So if you bring a significant other, that can add up quick.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a cheeseburger and some fries while you're there, maybe a soft pretzel. So it adds up damn quick over there.
$100, though, man. I feel like that's a lot for concessions.
I guess add in the 2 tickets as well.
Okay.
So $8.
Wait a minute. You don't get free tickets?
I probably do, but I'm a man of the people, Shannon, you know, to kind of go out and go amongst them sometimes.
Well, now that you're a GM, you know, you get all that money, you can actually buy your tickets instead of trying to get them from the radio station
for free. That's right. We can afford the $8 tickets at Kentucky Proud Park.
So how was the atmosphere? Did you enjoy obviously, didn't enjoy the outcome of the game, but as far as the atmosphere and everything else, how was it there?
It was
good.
You know, I enjoyed it. I think I heard the song Baby Shark maybe 15 times.
God. Is that somebody's walk-up song?
No, it's every time there's a 2-0 count and the opposing team is pitching, and they want to have a walk. So they play Baby Shark after 2-0, and then 3-0, the Jaws theme comes on. And so you hear that a little much. I also sat on, like, medieval bleachers. I don't know if you've seen Kentucky Proud Park, but you have, like, cobblestone on the outside the first and third base lines.
Okay.
It's like the seats end, and you just have these common area bleachers for general admission. And I tell you, there was about 1,000 bugs crawling around me while I was sitting there, but I had a good time, Shannon. It was the back only started to hurt after the 5th inning.
Well, good. Well, bring your bug spray. Maybe bring some earplugs. I can't believe they actually play Baby Shark.
Oh,
is there a song
lot of it
that is more annoying that has come out in the past, 10 years than Baby Shark? I mean, we talk about the Vandy Whistler being annoying if you're going to a Vandy game. I can't imagine having to listen to Baby Shark every time there's a 2-0 count.
Well, it's not for you, though, Shannon, but when it's implemented into a baseball game and you can't avoid it, yes, it is annoying. It's also one of the most watched YouTube videos, I think, of all time, talking about popularity.
Mm. poor kids.
The baby shark, doo 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 doo.
So then that goes to what? Dad shark, mama shark, then grandpa shark.
Yep. I know the song. The whole thing.
Yeah, I don't need to hear it, but I know what you're talking
about. Generation's 99 bottles on the wall.
I think they should use that for like people that they want to put in a room and torture them.
Oh, yeah.
Just turn that up on 11 and crank it for 24
Instead
hours.
Instead of just playing the same song? Oh. Yeah, just play
it. I would admit, okay, shark. I did it. Just stop playing baby shark.
What do you want me to admit to? Just tell me. All right, give us a call, 859-280-2287, or text us at 502-414-1724. We'll talk a little bit more about Kentucky sports as the baseball team has another game today, and the softball team begins their journey in the NCAA tournament today. And also, the U.S. News and World Report ranked the best places to live in the United States.
All right.
Where is Lexington? Where is Louisville? We'll give you those answers next here on the KSR Pre-Show. It's Billy Rutledge and Shannon the Dude hearing a bit of a windstorm outside of Floyd's 99. Give us a call, 859-280-2287, or text us at 502-414-1724. The KSR Pre-Show is always brought to you by Northline Coffee and Donuts, the official coffee and donut shop of the KSR Pre-Show. And also, if you give us a call, you can win our Whiskey Thief Call of the Day. Steal the show and join Billy Rutledge and Shannon the Dude. Now, many people have chimed in to make sure that my info was correct about the bloody rags, Shannon.
Yeah,
and I knew Satchel would come in for us. He said barbers were also kind of doctors, especially in areas where they didn't have trained doctors. They hung their washed but blood-stained red rags outside the building to dry, thus the red and white poles. Blue was added later as a more patriotic image.
Well, good. I'm glad that we now have that instead of actually bloody rags hanging on the outside. So, I mean, could you imagine, though, the person cutting your hair? You wouldn't want them to be your doctor, too.
Well, right? Back in the day, you were just like, please, anybody that knows anything about medicine, help me out.
Like, he knows how to cut hair. He must know how to do a blood transfusion, too.
Man,
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was a shave that got a little too bloody, but I guess they were just doing transfusions as well.
I guess. I don't know.
So people are giving us some more dumb songs Baby Shark doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Do you remember What Does the Fox Say?
Oh, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a good one. That music video was pretty bad, too.
How about Gangnam Style?
Oh, that was a great song.
That was not a great song.
It was not a bad song.
And then what was the other one that they did all the flash mob stuff to?
That was the something where they like dun 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 dun.
Yeah, but what was that called?
Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake.
Was that what it was?
The Harlem Shake.
I can't believe I pulled that out.
I'm glad that went away.
One other one is the Friday song. Remember Rebecca Black?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that was all right. That was okay.
It was not all right.
I wouldn't put that on the same level as the other songs that we've mentioned. Like Baby Shark, Gangnam Style, those are on their own level, like the top tier of most annoying songs of all time.
I'd happen to agree with you.
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you something that happened to me the other day with one of our coworkers?
And I think I know where this is going.
Okay, so I got to compete in the Young Life Golf Scramble the other day with a couple people from the KSR and iHeart sales team. You know, Buddy and Doug. And I know Doug pretty well from Lexington, but Buddy is one of our biggest sales managers in Louisville. And I don't really know Buddy that well, so I want to make a good first impression.
Right? Yeah, sure.
All right, so we go to a golf scramble. We have a good time. We don't play the best, but I rode in the cart with Buddy and had a pretty good conversation, you know, hopeful that we can get something done in Louisville. And as I'm backing out of the parking lot at the golf course, I run into his car.
No! You backed right into his car?
Backed right into his bumper.
Did you smash the bumper, bust the taillight? How bad was the damage?
No, it wasn't even a dent. It was just, it did chip off some paint.
It wasn't that bad.
Like a scratch on his bumper and took off some paint. And like he slammed on the back of my car. He's like, hey, you hit my car.
Well, I would too.
And I walked
I probably would have kicked your car.
And you know what? I felt terrible. I felt awful. I really did. I mean, I didn't stop thinking about it for 12 to 20 hours yesterday.
12 to 20 hours?
Yeah, we were going through the Cutter Bowling announcement.
Yeah.
I finally gave him a call yesterday and left him a voicemail. He didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. He probably didn't want to answer.
Probably didn't want to talk to me.
Here comes Billy. Better watch out. You're going to hit my car.
Look, man, I am so sorry.
So you didn't even dent it in, though. You just took off some paint.
I did not dent it. I just took off a little paint.
So then you barely even made contact. Then.
I barely made contact. But I still felt terrible about it. I told him I would immediately pay for it. He's getting it estimated at a body shop today.
So what do you think I'm going to have to pay to get his paint repaired?
Well, hopefully you're not going to pay anything. You have insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay, so true. You won't be paying it. You'll be paying later on. But, you know, that's not exactly how Buddy told it to me.
Oh, what did Buddy tell
you? Because he said you smashed right into his car. He didn't say you just took a little paint off. I mean, when I heard Buddy's side of the story, I thought maybe he was without a right tail light after his story. So I don't know.
Maybe you did a little more damage
than what you're letting on?
There was a golf cart there, and so that's why it happened. I was trying to avoid the golf cart, mm-hmm. and I tapped his vehicle. I did not slam into anything.
Well, he said that he was watching you back up, and you were getting closer and closer, and he thought, well, okay, surely he's got a backup camera. He knows how close he can get, and nope, you just kept on going, and wham!
So he's already told everybody in the office.
You totaled his car, is what I heard.
I did not total anything.
And it'd be taken off with a tow truck.
See, the story just gets embellished. And embellished. But honestly, I felt terrible about it. He's reached out and said, hey, man, accidents happen. Do not worry about it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for wanting to get it fixed as soon as possible. Because, you know what? If I was in his situation, I'd be pissed too, you know?
Yeah. Well, you've had a lot of highs and lows in your 24
highs
hours.
Highs and lows in 16 to 20 hours, Jerry.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting couple days.
Well, make sure that you leave before you do today. So you stay parked. Let me back out. Let me get out of here. Then you can leave the parking lot.
If I have two weaknesses in this world, and it's holding down mimosas and parking.
Well, I'll tell you what, between you and Ryan, we wouldn't want to put you two in the same parking lot together.
Oh, is there some good Ryan parking stories that I
No, I mean, Ryan's just the worst driver in general. You may be second worst, but he's the worst. I mean, he gets a ticket, I think, like every month or so.
I've got this wide, fat Dodge Charger that I cannot wait to get rid of to get a tinier car that doesn't have rear-wheel drive either.
You want one of those little mini cars? Like little smart cars? It looks like if you hit it, you would just smash it from, like, the front end to the back?
Yeah, a little Fiat or something like that. No, I don't want to cramp into one of those. But I thought I wanted to get a Tesla, but if there's no AM radio in it, then there's no reason I would.
Yeah, you'd have to plug the iHeartRadio app in just to hear your own show. how terrible would that be?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, buddy, that I backed into your car.
You should be. You should be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of myself. I'm just, I felt bad about it, you know?
I mean, I think you should, like, you know, probably buy him dinner or something, you know? I mean, I don't think, you know, you total somebody's car. Just saying sorry is not good enough.
Well, GM Billy will make it right. Don't you worry.
All right.
So we talked about the softball team. They're going to make their 14th straight appearance in the NCAA tournament. They take on, it's double elimination format. They take on Miami of Ohio today. And then they will take on, I guess, the winner, a loser, of Northwestern and Eastern Illinois. So good luck to Rachel Lawson and everybody over there at the softball team.
Yeah, come out to KS Bar later on as well, because we're going to have, was it dollar hot dogs, I heard Matt say, at KS Bar?
Oh, yeah. Dollar wings.
Dollar wings, yeah. Hot dogs was last year.
Did they have hot dogs last year?
I think that was during the Reds thing. Dollar wings, yeah.
Okay.
Dollar wings is a lot better deal than dollar hot dogs.
Dollar hot dogs.
You can get dollar hot dogs anywhere. In Philadelphia, when they have dollar hot dog night, they throw them at each other. Dollar wings, though. Wings are not cheap, so that's a really good deal.
Yeah, like concessions at Kentucky Proud Park, probably like $10 for a burger, $15 for a burrito.
Yeah.
That's not cheap, man. Just get ready to spend a little money if you go there.
I think there's been a robbery nearby. I can hear an alarm going off. Somebody's trying to break into one of these places over here next to us.
It's chaos over here at the front of Floyd's 99 Barbershop, 859-280-2287. Let's take our first call. Do we have anybody on the phone, Matt?
I don't know. Hello?
Hello, Matt.
Are we even still on the air? Okay.
Okay, no calls. All right, we'll keep it here. All right, did you watch any of the NBA last night, Shannon?
A little bit, yeah. I saw LeBron's breakaway dunk that was about to happen, and then the ball just fell right out of his hands. So Jamal Murray, man, how about him going off? What did he have last night, 37?
I was
going
to say 37.
Yeah.
He had 23 in the fourth. The Lakers had 24 as a team yesterday.
Wow.
So, or in the fourth quarter. So Jamal Murray gives the Nuggets a 2-0 series lead. Then we also have Heat Celtics tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Celtics need to win this one tonight, because otherwise you're down 2-0. You still have home court advantage, but, you know, going down 2-0 and losing two games on your home floor makes it really tough to come back. So, I mean, we could. I mean, I don't think the Lakers are going to come back, but if they did, they're a 7 seed.
Yeah.
The Heat are an 8 seed.
Right.
We could potentially have a 7 and 8 seed in the NBA Finals.
And that would be a rematch of the bubble championship, if you remember that. And looking back, how strange was that, where you had the digital fans, right?
Yeah.
Their face right there.
It was a really weird time.
No home court advantage, because you were just – you were at Disney World at Epcot or whatever it was, and you just stayed in a hotel and rode scooters around until the game that day. It was just a really strange time.
It does kind of show you, though, how quickly what we consider the norm can change, right?
Yeah.
Because we went, you know, during COVID, there was nobody there, and you had, like, the, like you said, the digital fans and all that stuff. But then in a weird way, it sort of became normal. And then when there were fans that came back into the arena, that felt weird.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, my God, there's actually fans at a game, at a sporting event.
In, like, football games, you had, like, social distancing events. Yeah. So they only sold tickets in this area and this area. And so it was, like, blotched, like you were at, like, a team that didn't win two games that year.
Right.
So it was like we figured out, we've talked about the term student-athlete the last couple days. We figured out that football is more important than any education at a university.
Yeah, I remember one of the college football games. I can't remember which one it was, but then it was the first time that a lot of fans were back, and they were all packed in together, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, look at all these people together at a football game. They were freaking out after COVID, right?
There's just too much money involved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the bottom dollar. And when that money's on the line, television contracts, stadium deals, workers in the stadium, right, doing concessions. It's not just about, you know, going to watch the team. It's about the economy. And thinking about the economy, there were some big numbers. I think Matt mentioned the Spurs economy for getting Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like that. Those kind of things can change a town.
I have never even heard of this guy until a couple of nights ago. Apparently, he's some freak athlete, 7'5", who can play like a guard.
Have you seen him at all?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my goodness, dude. He, look at a 7'5" guard.
I got to tell you, there's a lot going on out here. There's alarms going off. There's fire trucks. There's ambulances.
A couple people starting to show up. We appreciate you guys.
There's haircuts.
That's right. Come get a haircut today and enter for a chance to win free haircuts for a year. It's Shannon the Dude and Billy Rutledge. We'll be right back here on the pre-show. Welcome back. It is the KSR pre-show. The show before the show that I think is that a fire alarm that's been going on?
Yeah, people are saying that they can hear that in the background. Sorry. There's nothing we can do about that right now. It just kind of is what it is.
He said, good gosh, the alarm is obnoxious. Great job, Mr. GM. Well,
come on, Billy. I mean, you're the GM. Can you not go shut the alarm off?
I can't go shut it off right now.
I think what they're doing is they have found something more annoying than the baby shark song.
Oh, is that the fire
alarm that goes off.
Well, fire alarms can be very important for saving lives, but in this instance, not the best for a radio
show. I don't feel
like
I'm in any danger right now. I think we're fine. We're good.
Almost sounds like somebody was breaking in, but the fire alarms have been going on throughout the building here behind us. 859-280-2287, couple open lines. One person says it's going to cost about $800 to get that paint fixed.
$800?
$800.
It costs that much?
That's what the random text line
says. Don't they just spray it on?
I don't know how they do it. You know, they'll probably just tell them that they need to hold new bumper.
I think that's how you paint a car. I don't think they get a Bob Ross paintbrush out and start dabbing up, right? I mean, they have, here comes the fire truck now. Good grief. All right. But I can't imagine that, though, being $800. If it's what you're describing.
Yes, it was just a gentle love tap is what I would call it, Shannon.
Yeah.
But
my buddy says he no longer has a bumper on the back of his car, so I don't know. I don't know who I believe.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Here we go. I got something for you, Shannon. Week zero in college football is 100 days away.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So On3 ranked the top 100 players in college football, and two Kentucky players made the list. I want to ask if you can guess the two players.
Devin Leary?
Devin Leary is one. He came in at 96. And one other one.
Let's see. I know who Ryan would say.
Yes.
Is it Ryan's boy?
It's not.
No, who is it?
But it's close to home. It's Berrion Brown.
Okay, Berrion Brown.
Berrion Brown comes in at 90, and Devin Leary comes in at 96.
Okay.
So I would love that story to be presented to Ryan later on KSR to get his reaction.
Yeah.
But those talented freshmen now going to be sophomores. Berrion Brown, good to have him back for another year. And Devin Leary, the next transfer quarterback to come to see Stoops.
Yeah, I think you would say Key should be in there as well.
I would put him in there.
Yeah,
in the 90s.
Right. Yeah, but I think you would agree with Berrion.
Yeah, and you know he's just not a dynamic receiver. What he did in the return game also gives you a lot of life as well. So
yeah.
I can absolutely agree with that. You can go to On3 Sports to check out the entire rankings. Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, is number one on that list. I think he's expected to be the number one overall pick in next year's draft. Shannon, I talked about the U.S. News World Report ranked the best places to live in the United States.
Okay.
For the year of 2023. This takes into account the price of living, the economy of, I guess, the area. A lot of different categories to choose from.
Right.
Coming in at 75 is Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah. 75. Further down the list, number 34 is Lexington, Kentucky.
Really? Okay. Lexington's that much better than Louisville?
I guess so. Further down the list, 21 is Knoxville, Tennessee.
No.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
I would rather live in... I've been through Knoxville. To me, there's not much to Knoxville.
Didn't they have a world fair there?
I don't know what they had.
Isn't that their thing?
It wouldn't be worth going to. There's no way. Like, okay, if you want to say Lexington's better than Louisville, I'll take that. You're not going to convince me that Knoxville's better than both of them.
I don't think so either, but this is their list. And
it's probably because their mayor is Kane. I think that's why. Okay. He probably had something to
probably
do with that.
Probably a couple bonus points on their scorecard. Is that what you're telling me, Shannon?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Let me give you the top five.
Okay, let me see if I can guess.
Okay.
Is there... I'm going to assume like three out of the top five without even looking is going to be out in California somewhere.
There are none from California.
Oh, really? Usually California is like... There's a city out in California that's in the top five.
Well, you know, California is kind of wacky over there nowadays.
Right.
So do you have any other guesses?
Someplace in Florida.
Oh, number five, Sarasota, Florida.
All right.
Coming in at number four, Boulder, Colorado, which I've been to. Very nice city.
Yep.
Number three, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina.
No.
Ever been there?
Where were we at in North Carolina?
But you were in, what is it, Williamsport? No, that was Pennsylvania.
No.
I don't know where you were at.
I already forgot. But we've been through Raleigh, and Raleigh's not that great.
Number three, best city to live in the country.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, tell me if you believe this one. Number two is Huntsville, Alabama.
Absolutely not Huntsville. Good grief.
It's the fourth cheapest city, I guess, to live in the States.
That's good. But, I mean, just because it's a cheap city doesn't mean it's a good city
to
live in.
It's a safe area, apparently. It's also got a booming economy, Shannon. Will you go to Huntsville, Alabama anytime
soon?
No,
I will drive right by it and go to the next city. Not going to Huntsville.
And number one, the best place to live in the United States, according to the U.S. News and World Report, is Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. I've been to Green Bay.
Yes, a Packers fan.
Yeah, it's nice. It's very boring. At least it was when I used to go as a kid. It's there wasn't a whole lot going on there.
Multiple colleges in the area.
Yep.
It's a business or a booming economy apparently over there. I guess cheese curds are doing well.
Well, Green Bay kind of feels like it's about 40 years behind the rest of the world. So if you went there now, I feel like they would probably be listening to Bon Jovi, and it would be like, you know, spandex, because it would be in the 80s, basically.
Yeah, like some leg warmers, maybe?
Yeah, because I remember, like, as a kid, I was, I met the neighbors, and I was talking to someone who was about my age, around 12, 13.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, so, all the music I liked was 90s, like, rock, or at least 90s country. And I asked the neighbor... again, who was about my age, what her favorite band was, and she said REO Speedwagon. And I'm like, that's really weird for a 12-year-old's favorite band to be REO Speedwagon.
That's an answer out of left field.
Yeah, I'm like, that's way behind the times, right?
Yeah.
But it does kind of feel like in Green Bay when you go there, it's a small little town, and it feels like everything's just in a different decade.
So I don't know if I would have guessed that one, if you would have given me 100 guesses, but Green Bay, Wisconsin, Huntsville, Alabama.
See what you left, Aaron Rodgers? You left the best town in America to go to stinking New York.
Yeah, please.
Come on, man.
New York City.
Yeah.
All right, 859-280-2287. Before we take our first call, the men's tennis team will play in their Elite Eight matchup today. It was supposed to be yesterday down in Orlando against Virginia. That was delayed due to weather. Mm. So this morning, Kentucky in the Elite Eight will take on Virginia, Shannon.
All right, well, that's big. Big matchup. And hey, this is a national championship team. I'm calling it right now.
Oh!
I'm calling it.
National championship runner-up last year.
Calling my shot.
You're calling the championship.
Yep. It just feels like this is their year. They got the momentum going. They had that big come-from-behind victory a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is their year.
Seems like a lot of them have been come-from-behind. Come hang out with us here at Floyd's 99 Barbershop off of South Broadway. Thank you to Penn Station, who's going to be here in a little bit, catering the event if you come and hang out with us. I think Drew Franklin is right now getting his haircut as we speak.
Getting a haircut.
Is he back there?
I can't see.
The fire alarm's finally turned off.
Yeah.
So we are making progress. Every haircut includes a hot lather neck shave, shoulder massage, hot towel, and straight razor.
A shoulder massage.
What do you think about that?
I like that. Wherever I go, I don't get a shoulder massage. You have to pay extra for
that. Yeah, I think about it. I don't normally get the shoulder massage either. So
no.
That's a luxury that you can kind of get at Floyd's 99.
Where I go, like, they're trying to get me in and get me out as quickly as possible.
Well, they're on a timer, like I told you earlier.
Yeah.
Or they get the... They get the boot.
Hey, we got Penn Station coming by later on today with some subs.
I just said that.
Well, I'm telling you. I just want to make sure. I want to reiterate that.
Okay.
See, I don't really listen to you a lot of times.
Well, I don't listen to you.
Yeah, that's where this thing works.
You can online schedule at Floyd's 99 app or call the store.
Here comes the fire truck again. Is there a fire station nearby, or is like Lexington burning to the ground? It's about to become like the 90th best city because it's not going to even exist by the end of the show.
I knew Lexington was going to be ahead of Louisville, but...
Look at that, a fire truck with a UK logo on it.
After all this, well, see, they're just... That's pride right there.
Here they come. They're coming in here.
Coming in.
Come on in. Oh, they are coming in here.
Oh, they're coming in right here, the parking lot. Hello, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know that the... I mean, is the siren necessary?
Well, you got to get through traffic.
Well, I don't think there's anything actively burning right now.
Well, they don't know that, Shane.
Yeah.
They got to take it serious.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Andy.
Hey, Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, congratulations on the GM job, Billy. Does that mean that you don't have to sit in the radio station now during the football games and basketball games?
Oh, no, Andy. I'll still be doing that job. I'll still be joining you on the pre- and post-game shows. I just go from $20 to $25 every 2 weeks.
Oh man, I would want my freedom during the football and basketball games. You'd have to give me six figures to do that. I'm glad you're doing it.
Dude, the guy's got an axe.
Oh my
God,
they're gonna chop something down.
They're serious.
All right,
what else you got, Andy? Thank you, man.
Well, speaking of what would you do for money? I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
For $5 million, all you have to do is watch a video for 5 minutes. But,
okay.
What is on that video is the night you must conceive. Would you do it?
Oh, my God. What a bizarre question. Here comes a third fire truck.
By the way, the firefighters are entering Floyd's 99.
They are.
Or they were.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Are you going to answer that question or not?
Okay, $5 million for a five-minute
video.
Only 5 minutes. Of the night I was conceived.
For $5 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say yes, Andy. That's five minutes that I will, you know.
I would be like, hey, everybody, come watch. I would invite the friends over.
No.
Popcorn. I would be like, here comes my grand entrance. My best
Hell
entrance
yeah.
of all time. Yeah.
No, I will not broadcast that to other people. But I will watch it and then count my money, Andy.
I'm with you 100%. Some people would say no at first, but then you start thinking about the money.
Oh, for $5 million, absolutely I would.
Yeah, I think I'd do a lot.
I can do a little hour of therapy to get it out of my head.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Andy.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Appreciate the call.
Wow, that was a little out of left field.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's Ask Anything Friday. And we didn't announce that it was going to be, but it's kind of turned into that.
Okay. All right, we can turn it into Ask Anything Friday, 859-280-2287. Let's take one more call, and then we'll take a break. How about that?
All right, let's go to Casey.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning. I don't know how I'll top that one.
I don't know. Just do your call and don't even try to top that.
Okay. So, two things. I'm a little bit worried about basketball. Is anybody else worried about basketball? Because I feel like we haven't done anything in the portal, and it's really starting to stress me out. That's the first thing. And the second thing, my Ask Anything question, if you got $1 million and you had to sing a song, but you had to get every word right, which song would you pick? You have to get every word right. And thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. First of all, am I worried about basketball? I've been worried about Kentucky basketball since 2019. So I've been worried about them for the last several years.
Yeah, I just don't want to let the football team's transfer portal success get other people worried about basketball. I think what Vince Merrill and Mark Stoops is doing is incredible and unprecedented. But let's not get too crazy. The number one recruiting class is still coming in. Think of the guys, DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards. You got Bradshaw. This is a lot of hype to be a good team.
Yes.
So, you know, are they getting the best guys in the transfer portal in basketball? No. But are you concerned with the basketball team because of what you've seen in the offseason? Not yet, Casey. But if Oscar doesn't come back, they've got to find another big somewhere, don't you think, Shannon?
They do. I'm more concerned right now with the fire trucks and everything that are outside the building right now because I'm hoping that one of the neighboring businesses isn't on fire.
I hope not either. That would put a real damper here.
It looked like at first they were concerned about this building, and now they're a little further down. There's 1, 2, 3 fire trucks here.
And maybe the mad mushroom got a little too mad over there, Shannon. Did she also say you could win $1 million if you could recite a song
for
word?
Give me any Stone Temple Pilots song. Yeah, I know every single word to every single song.
You'd be real good at that. I'm going to go Baby Shark.
Yeah, but then it goes, like, how long does that song go? Because it's Baby Shark, but then it goes to Mama Shark, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes to Grandpa Shark?
I don't know.
So you don't know. So why would you pick that song if you don't know?
That's a good question. I guess I better go to, like, Incubus Drive or
something
like that. There you
go. Yeah, you know every word to that song?
If I hear the guitar in the background.
No, you just got to recite it to me right now.
I just have to recite it right now? Shoot, I don't know. I need the little guitar riff to do it.
Well, you don't get it.
No.
You don't win $1 million.
Maybe Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. I could do some of that.
See, no, you got to pick a song that has very few lyrics. Like,
that's
you know,
like a 6-minute song.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you pick a song that only, you know, just kind of repeats itself?
Yeah.
It's an easy $1 million.
Yeah, I'm not the singer. You know, I don't go out every Saturday night and do a show. You got a show this weekend?
Nope. Next Saturday night, we're at Banners here in Lexington.
Oh, yes.
Next Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
Your cosplay.
I'm not dressing up as anything except for me. So
I'll bring you a cape. I told you you can pull off the cape.
You have a cape?
No, but I can find one.
Okay.
I got a goodie bag for you in the car, though, from LCA, so I'll give you that here in a little bit.
Oh, cool. All right.
They only had one box that had a medium shirt, so I left that one for
a
you.
A medium?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ryan's the guy that wears the mediums.
Mediums.
Yeah, he's the medium guy. Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. We're live here at Floyd's 99. Give us a call, 859-280-2287. Come hang out with us for a chance to win free haircuts for a year. It's the show before the show. It's the KSR pre-show. Welcome back. We are live here in an eventful remote, Floyd's 99, as the firefighters still working on the buildings that we're at, but everybody looks to be okay.
Salute to the Lexington Fire Department.
Yes,
these guys are on it. I mean, one alarm goes off, and these guys are like, boom, they're right there.
They're bringing in their axes.
Yeah.
Some big tanks.
They were also really cool on my 50-mile walk because they came out, and they were like, playing the music and stuff off the truck, and they were they had the lights going and everything, showing their support.
You know, that's a long way for you, and there's a good pick of a little wind here.
Yep.
And I'm sure the people honking you helped motivate you along the way, don't you?
They did, and after that 50-mile walk, I had a lot of joint pain. And you know what? If I had known back then that QC Kinetics existed, that's where I would have gone to. QC Kinetics can get you back moving again and your quality of life without chronic pain. QC Kinetics. Whether it be your joint pain in your knees, your hips, your back, doesn't matter. They concentrate these impactful treatments right at the source of your pain, directly applying healing properties where you need them the most. And the best part about it is they do it without surgery, without drugs, and without downtime. Give them a call at 859-534-8600. The call is free. The consultation's free. They can get you moving again, pain-free. Again, no drugs, no surgery, no downtime. QCKinetics.com/Lexington. Or one more time, that phone number is 859-534-8600.
People are saying the tequila song is what they would sing if they wanted to win $1 million.
There you go. See, that's a smart answer.
Da, 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 da,
yeah. I got a buddy that goes out and will do karaoke, and he's like, I don't really like karaoke, but I will do tequila. So he just stands up there and holds the microphone. And then it goes, tequila.
that's kind of lame, though.
It is, but it's funny, too.
It's better than, I guess, going up there and trying to sing George Michaels or something like that and trying to show off your vocals.
Yep.
Before we get back to the phones, because we need to give away our Whiskey Thief Call of the Day, before we hit the weekend, there's a big possible commitment on Saturday. I believe it's still Saturday. Keyshawn Johnson, the San Diego State transfer, will make his decision. We just talked a little bit about maybe adding a depth piece in the front court. Do you think Keyshawn Johnson chooses Kentucky?
I mean, I don't really have a read on it either way. I think they could use him.
It's Kentucky or Arizona. It's going to be a wildcat regardless.
Yeah. I mean, again, does it go back to whether or not Oscar's coming back? I don't know. I just wonder if we're going to lose this guy because he's thinking that maybe Oscar's coming back. Again, I think Oscar's gone. So I would say if I were him, without knowing either way, I think that the safe money is Oscar's going to go to the draft. He's going to the league.
Yeah.
He's not going to be back. If I were him, I would go to Kentucky.
If that's the case, then they need another spot.
Yeah.
And that could be Keyshawn Johnson. playing some four along with Aaron
Bradshaw.
Is his
name Keyshawn Johnson?
Keyshawn.
Okay. It's like Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn is the one that's given me trauma in the past. Yeah. Keyshawn
gotcha.
Is the one that could be possibly going to Kentucky. Speaking of Oscar, he spoke to the Lexington Herald leader and Bed Roberts recently and said that if he were to come back to college, he would not transfer to another school.
Right.
So it's Kentucky, or it's NBA or Kentucky, nothing in between. But on the ESPN big board, he is ranked the 64th overall prospect.
Hmm. Well, at least he's on the board, right? I mean, that says something.
Market, dude.
I mean, he's
on the board.
He's a second rounder, right?
Barely at that point.
Well, I mean, so what? I mean, you're Oscar. You're not. I don't think you're going to play your way into the first round by coming back for another year at Kentucky.
Yeah,
this may be as good as it gets. So why not go ahead? Why waste a year at Kentucky, right? If your ultimate goal is to get to the league, go ahead. You know, get on a G League team, let them develop your game, and then play your way into the league.
To that point, he called his time in Lexington some of the best years of his life. But he's also chasing his dreams. You know, this is what he's wanted to do as a kid. So who are we to knock him for making those type of decisions? Ryan Lemage is here in his nice Two Mimosa Billy t-shirt.
Hey, look at that. Yeah.
That's looking good, Ryan. Appreciate you. You getting a haircut today?
I don't have a lot of hair.
Yeah, you do. You got a lot of hair to cut. You do now. You didn't a couple of years ago. Now you got a lot of hair.
All right.
I always wonder, like, for people who don't have a lot of hair,
yeah,
do they give them, like, a half-off discount? Or, like, do they charge you full price for, like, half the hair?
These are artists, Shannon. These people that cut your hair. So no matter what kind of hair
saying,
that you bring them,
just
they
saying,
can shape it up.
The guy who has the horseshoe but then has a little bit of hair, like, just to pull over a little bit, you can't charge that guy full price for a haircut.
I think you do.
With a clear conscience, right?
I think you do.
He's barely anything to cut. I mean, that's an easy job.
It's just an easier job. That's right.
Yeah.
It's just like drawing the short end of the stick.
And by the way, if you are that guy, just shave your head.
Just shave it off.
Like the guy that's got the one little piece of thin hair that goes over the top. It's like you're not fooling anybody.
The Knicks coach was like that. Thibodeau, he's got that little comb over.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's very noticeable.
All right, we're running out of time. Let's go to Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Morning, guys. Happy birthday would be my song.
There you go.
Oh, another great answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an easy $1 million.
That's all I got, fellas.
All right.
Thanks. Well, Tim, that's such a great answer. We should give it the Whiskey Thief call today.
I think we should. We should do that. Go to Whiskey Thief Distilling Company. Get a taste of uncut, unfiltered whiskey straight from the barrel at Whiskey Thief Distilling Company and book a tour at WhiskeyThief.com.
All right. Been an interesting show.
Yeah.
Whether it be 5-minute videos that we need to watch or the fire trucks that have come and joined us here at Floyd's 99. Come hang out with us. You can enter to win free haircuts for a year. We'll have some catering with Penn Station, and obviously KSR is next. So a lot of good things, dude.
Yeah, so I think that everything's good now. I mean, the fire trucks are still here. I think it's going to be fine. But it has been a very eventful hour leading up to KSR this morning.
The alarms have stopped. And, you know, by the way, Shannon, yesterday was our 400th show of the KSR show. Yeah, 400.
Good grief, man. I remember when you said we were at 100. And I was thinking, there's no way we've already done 100 shows. So I like that you've kept track of how many shows we've done since we started. 400.
We've kept track, and we'll blink our eyes, and we'll be close to 1,000.
It's like when we get to 1,000, though, you know, you got to get me a gift or something.
Oh, I've got to get you a gift.
Okay. Yeah, you're the GM.
That's true. I guess I better make that happen. All right, for Shannon the Dude, I'm Billy Rutledge. KSR is next, live here at Floyd's 99. We'll talk to you on Monday. Skin in case I fall.